Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 319. Visible translated text is as follows. Positively and firmly, how did he make the statement? Give his language as well as you recollect it. If you do not recollect his language, what was the tenor of it? A. Yes, he was bitter. 7. Q. Did you hear A.A. Hensley of Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, say anything about what the jury that tried Leo W. Frank for the murder of Verry Fagan would do if that jury did its duty? If so, what did he say? Giving his language as nearly as you can recollect it. And if you cannot recall the exact language, state the tenor and effect of said language. 6668. Q. How long did A.H. Hensley discuss the guilt of Leo M. Frank in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, and how many times did he repeat the statement that he thought Frank was guilty in your hearing? A. I was only present about 20 minutes. He was talking all the time I was there and stating that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. 9. Q. At the time you heard the statements above answered or referred to, who else was present and who else heard these statements? If you know? A. J.J. Nunnally and some others whose names I do not now recall. 10. Q. State in full what is your business occupation or occupations. A. Dentist. Practicing about 7 years, I'm a graduate of Atlanta Dental College. W.L. Ricker. Georgia, Walton County. Before me personally appeared W.L. Ricker, who being first duly sworn true answers to make to the above and foregoing questions, answered same as above set forth, said answer executed sworn to and subscribe before me, this the 27th of September, 1913. Clifford Walker, Notary Public, Walton County, Georgia, 232.